in the studio now. We've got the female complement on board the Janine. I think we've tended to underestimate them during the past month. They've done all the tough work in the field of washing clothes and doing all the cooking and all that sort of thing, and they've had the mickey taken out of them quite often, but now they've got their chance to get their own back. Debbie and Linda, it's all yours.
Thank you, Dave. Actually, all joking apart, it's really been a fantastic 7 months for me, and also for Linda. Really, we've enjoyed it very much, although it's been hard work at times. I think, don't you, Linda?
Yeah, I do.
And I've really been very grateful for all of you putting up with me on the air, because afterwards I've done quite a bit in a way, and I'm not a real disc jockey, you know, only a pretend one. Anyway, it's very, very nice of you to send all the letters that you have, and it's been very encouraging indeed. Thanks very much indeed. Actually, we've got a funny story to tell you, because we've all been ordered to tell a funny story. So we thought we'd tell you about the time, I think you all know about this actually, when we lost our anchor a few months ago. I think it was at the beginning of June, and we had some very high seas at the time, eights and nines. It was really quite rough, and we lost our anchor and started to drift into shore. And that night, well, everybody was feeling a bit seasick, but we thought we'd better make some dinner, you know, I mean, that's our job after all. So what do we make, Linda? I can't remember.
Well, probably chicken chips, won't it?
I think that might, yes, it could have been.
Yeah. And we had a bit of rough weather, didn't we?
Yes, a lot of rough weather.
And all the flat, and all over the floor. And we missed it up the next day, trying to cook the stew on the stove. It was our feet sliding from one way, and us going the other way.
It was very, very funny, actually. It's a bit like a Laurel and Hardy film, I think. I think if I could think of a title for the film, it would be Laurel and Hardy Make Some Stew, I think. It's very funny indeed.
It was funny at the time, but now it's really...
Yes. It was... but anyway, really, we've had a fantastic time on here, and we're very glad that, well, everybody's accepted us and not put us down because we're girls. And really, I don't think we could have wished to work with a nicer bunch of people. Thanks very much, especially to Adrian and Janine, of course, and also to Joey and Vonnie, who have been absolutely fantastic. And here's our record to you all. I think it's rather appropriate. It's from the Carpenters.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
At the Carpenters, with Yesterday Once More, Atlanta's now 7 minutes before close-down time. And let me tell you a little funny story that happened to yours truly, Andy Anson, on the LS Janine here, Radio Atlantis. Well, you see, we have a ship to shore link with Bonnie at Flitchingen, and one night we were talking to her, and she said, "Oh, I can't hear you very well, you see." She doesn't talk like that, actually. She says, "I can't hear you very well. Sounds like you're talking through a long tube." And, of course, we weren't, you see. So, in fact, what we did is we went out on the deck, and we got a very, very long tube, some 4 meters long, and each one of us, in turn, spoke to Vonnie through this long tube, about 2 inches in diameter, you see, this long plastic tube. And she said, "Oh, much worse, dear, much worse." That was one little funny thing. And another little funny thing was when we locked John in his cabin, all sorts of bits of wood and things to stop him getting out. And eventually we let him out, you see. And he went up to do his show. And while he was out doing his show, we, in fact, unscrewed his door hinges. So when he came down, he went in his cabin and his door fell off his hand. Wasn't very nice at all. In fact, later on that night, we did another nasty thing to him. In fact, we stole his pyjamas and we hid them in the deep freeze. He couldn't find them anywhere, I tell you. Anyway, from Andy Anderson, it's been nice being here. It's been fun broadcasting to you these 8 months, I think it is, that we've had the MS Janine. I hope to see you around in the future, and I'll leave you with this record. Gladys Knight and the Pips. And this is Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye. Gladys Knight and the Pips. And neither one of us want to be the one to say goodbye. Oh, we're vastly running out of time now. In fact, I think we're going to overrun. Ah! Oh! Dave Rogers is massaging me. I've heard about these parlors, but... Anyway, we're all...
Explain it's your shoulders, I think.
My shoulders, yes. Anyway, we're all in the studio now for the last few moments of Radio Atlantis. And first of all, we'll call on, Derek to say a few words. Derek's coming in from the back here. And
Hi, Steve. Well, and everybody out there. A few whiskies later, and a couple of bottles of Coke.
Yes.
I would just like to say, well, thanks to everyone for all they've done anyway. And, well, all I can say again is take care, God bless you all, and hope to see you all soon. Bye.
Thanks very much, Derek. And now, John, is John at the back there somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah.
Is he equally as drunk?
Just about. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
I'll just say cheerio to you, and remember one thing, be yourself. Goodbye.
Right. Beautiful. Right on. And now, where have we got the girls somewhere here? It's Debbie. Come on here, Debbie.
Okay. Once again, thank you very much for everything, all your letters and everything. And God bless from me. Bye-bye.
And who else have we got? We've got Linda. Lovely Linda here.
Yeah, I'll just like to say goodbye. That's all I think.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to say at this moment. Andy's here too as well.
Well, I'd like to say goodbye. Thanks for everything, everybody who's written into us. And I think that Atlantis will remain in the memories of people for a long, long time to come.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so. Thank you very much, Andy. And actually, it's really stupid here. I'm kneeling down. And for a final person, who have we got but the Math Archer himself? No, we've got Dave Owen first. Hang on, Dave. Sorry, I forgot about you. I couldn't see you.
I'm so small, you see. Yeah, thanks very much, everybody. Thanks very much for all the letters. Thanks very much for listening. And I do hope that we meet somewhere else. So a very goodbye from yours truly, Dave Owen. See you soon.
Thanks a lot. And Dave?
And a final goodbye from me.
Oh, that's not very nice, really.
They've spilt Coke all over it.
I was annoyed about that, actually.
Go and
quite know what to say. Because I've just washed my hair, you see. What is it, Coca-Cola?
I think so, yeah.
That's very disturbing, isn't it? I'm quite stuck for words.
It rubs your teeth, but not your hair.
But seriously, bye-bye from me, and thank you for listening, and thank you for putting up with my shows. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. And now for a final few words, let's go over to the owner of Radio Atlantis, Mr. Radio and Fanland Scott. But just before that, I think I would sum it up if I said, for everybody, the last 8 months have been a real gas, and we just hope that you've got as much pleasure out of it and as much of a blast out of it as we did. And now, Adrian.
Say goodbye to all the listeners, goodbye to all my friends, goodbye to all the people who helped to make this station real fashion. Goodbye to everybody. We're closing down soon, and excuse us, we did our best. We can't say this in words. We don't have words to say it. Nobody can understand it. We feel it all, but this was a tremendous offer of all of these jockeys, young these jockeys and Flemish these jockeys, and everybody said, listen, we want to go on without any money. But if we saw a chance to go on, we really should go on, but it was impossible. I think lots of listeners are crying now, lots of friends of ours, friends of the first hour, we all know them. We received their letters and their cards and their everything, and they made us very happy, and now we have to make them unhappy. It's not our fault. We didn't make a mistake. I don't know what kind of mistake we made, but we have to close against all the problems, and be very sad to say goodbye. This is Adrian Valence with them. For the last time I say goodbye, and we're closing down now.
And from all the crew and staff of Radio Atlantis, from the MV Janine, it's goodbye.
Goodbye!